WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out! In the
morning. Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, March the 5th, 2024. 43 in Blacksburg, 54 in Lynchburg, 53 in Roanoke. Partly cloudy, 75 by this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me to why I'm so excited today. I'm doing something for the very first time since I've worked here.
What's that?
I'm wearing shorts.
Oh, wow.
I'm wearing shorts today because it's going to be like summer.
Wow.
Do it. Yes. I rocked the shorts. I had on some workout shorts yesterday. And I was like, you know what? It's now spring.
Yeah,
it is like, now spring. Let's embrace it.
Yeah, the first time I put on shorts during the year, it's like, okay, it gives me a whole new mindset. The weather's warming up, although it's going to drop about 20 degrees tomorrow. I'm going to put in the atmosphere that it's not going to get much colder.
I know. Watch me say that. Then on St. Patty's Day, you'd be like, brr.
Yeah. It's tough in our job because behind the scenes, like, the AC is always pumping in here.
Yeah.
So wearing shorts to work is one of my least favorite things to do because it gets so chilly in here.
Oh.
But as soon as I get home, I will change out of my work clothes into some shorts, whether they're khaki shorts, chino shorts, basketball shorts, whatever. So,
yeah,
I applaud you, sir. Way to celebrate spring, because I'm on the other end of that. I'm not excited about spring.
Why?
Because I had to break the seal yesterday. I had to break the seal. I had to take my very first allergy pill.
Oh.
My very first Claritin, because I've been running every day for like the past week.
Uh-huh.
And when I go to bed at night, I'm congested. I'm like, why can't I breathe? I'm like, oh, I know why.
Allergies
are kicking in.
Oh,
so while
no.
I'm excited for the temperature, I'm not excited for the pollen.
Okay. Well,
I'm very sad.
Well, I am very happy for the sunshine and also proud of myself because I ate the food that I have in the fridge.
Good job, Monica.
You know
that rarely happens.
You didn't throw that gushy bag of salad in the trash.
I was like, you know what? You know how mama always said, you know, we got food at home.
Yeah.
I had to tell myself that. So we got food at home. And so I had my roasted chicken and some potatoes and stuff for lunch. And I'm like, it was good. I didn't stop off anywhere.
Look at you saving money. Now, how are you going to waste that money today?
I don't know. I'm going somewhere today. I ate it. I was like, I'm done with that now. I'm done with that roasted chicken. I don't want that.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
It was National Snack Day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't celebrate. Or maybe we did. Did you guys have any snacks yesterday after the show?
I have a snack every day.
What was yesterday's snack?
Actually, you know what? I went to Blue Cow Ice Cream yesterday.
It's delicious, right?
For the very first time, yes. I had cookie dough and the birthday cake ice cream.
That's not a snack. That's a dessert. That's not a snack.
Well, I mean, it can
That's
be a snack.
Dessert. Actually, I got in a fight with my players one day about the difference between snacks and desserts.
Yeah, you don't have to open up a snack out of a package. And a snack to me is not single serve either because it's not enough.
I love your rules. Monica, did you have a snack yesterday?
I did have a snack. I had a snack of kiwi. Because I told you I had too many kiwi fruit. What, that's a snack?
Sit down in the corner somewhere.
Well, that's a snack.
You're on timeout.
Well, y'all don't have to roll your eyes. That's a snack.
Look, fruit is not a snack.
That's a quick snack.
A snack is something crunchy, unhealthy, and full of sugar and preservatives.
And a kiwi is none of that. I guess it could be crunchy. I don't know. Sorry. Well, the most popular snacks in the United States. I'm going to give you multiple choice. And I want you to tell me what you think Virginia's most popular snack is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it A, Doritos, B, Cheetos, or C, Rice Krispie Treats?
It's not Rice Krispie Treat.
You say it's not Rice Krispie Treats, okay?
It's not that. I think it's Doritos. At least I'm hoping that it's Doritos.
You say it's Doritos. Chris, what do you say?
I hope it's Rice Krispie Treats because I love Rice Krispie Treats. That's one of my go-to snacks.
All right. Well, one of you guys is correct, and that would be Monica Brooks.
Doritos
are Virginia's number one favorite snack. Now, I will say this. Across the U.S., Rice Krispie Treats is the number one snack for more states
really?
Than Doritos is. Yeah.
That's surprising.
Look, I love Doritos and Rice Krispie Treats.
Texas and California, they love Cheetos. West Virginia, it's all the Southeast that loves Doritos. So Florida, Georgia, Alabama, all of that's Doritos.
Okay.
When you go to the West Coast, Northwest, Rice Krispie Treats. Montana is Chex Mix. That's their favorite snack.
Huh. I wonder if it depends on like your dental situation. You know, like the strong, because you know, the softer your teeth are and your gums are relaxed, and maybe you get softer foods.
So are you saying that, you know, Oregon or is the state of Washington, they have softer teeth? Is that why they Rice Krispie
Maybe
treats?
That's why they're with Rice Krispie Treat.
I have a question.
I have so many, Chris.
Well, it has nothing to do with that. But I'm thinking here, so there's Doritos and Cheetos. Both of them have dust on them. But don't you think that Cheetos are harder to eat and they're messier than Doritos? Because I feel like when 100%. When I have Cheetos, like I have Cheeto dust like on my fingers for days.
Yeah,
even when I
yeah.
shower, it's still there.
Yeah. They're so good.
They are.
So delicious. Hawaii is also Chex Mix. Alaska is Rice Krispie Treats. And then New York, Lay's potato chips.
They seem like a Lay's potato chips kind of.
Do they?
Yeah.
We got to have a further conversation about how you assign soft teeth and Lay's potato chips people.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, I'm looking at you both, and I'm wondering, are you shirt on, shirt off?
I'm shirt on right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm wearing my Mr. Rogers t-shirt right now.
Y'all look very nice this morning, by the way.
I'm wearing my flowery, summery looking shirt today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, why are you asking us that?
Yeah, it's nice. The weather is warming up. And so yesterday, I see the guy. There's a guy in the neighborhood that runs shirtless.
He stays
shirtless. Mm. Once the sun is shining, he is the shirtless man. And
the shirtless man.
Running, and he runs laps. He's getting it. And so I'm looking and I'm thinking, is that what you do? Are you a shirtless person?
Absolutely not. I don't even want to see myself shirtless in the mirror.
But like for guys, like is there a place in time besides the shower or going to bed where you are shirtless, where you like, you are ready to strip that shirt off?
I'll say this. There are times that I run shirtless. I don't typically start shirtless. In fact, no, I never start shirtless unless I'm running on the beach.
Okay.
But if I'm running like through my neighborhood or whatever and it's 80, 90 degrees outside, I will start with the shirt, but the shirt will come off and be tucked into my basketball shorts. It gets hot.
Okay, so it takes you getting hot, hot.
As soon as I start sweating and the shirt becomes heavier, it has to come off because it's slowing me down.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, right. Typically, I don't ever go shirtless outside. The only time I've really gone shirtless is outside for two reasons. One, if I'm just coming home from the beach, because I lived in Florida for a while, so I would just leave my shirt off and just wear my shoes and my swim trunks driving home. The other time that I will take off my shirt is if I'm cutting the lawn and it's also hot and I get hot and sweaty, I will take my shirt off and I'll cut the grass without a shirt on.
Okay, shirtless mower.
Yeah, but there's no way I'm running around shirtless.
That's interesting that you will cut the grass with your shirt off,
I will tell you why, because I'm on my own personal property. I'm not going to run around the neighborhood flaunting my stuff in front of everybody.
But if someone wants to see all that stuff that you flaunt, all they got to do is park in front of your house and you're going back and forth.
That's fine. That is my safe space, so that's why I do it there. It's the K92 Morning Things question of the day. Get the answer correct and you'll win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lancerlot Sports Complex. Today's question is, what was the original flavor of Doritos when they were first introduced to the market? Now, obviously, a plain Dorito is a corn chip, but what is the first like seasoning that they put on there? Your choices are A, nacho cheese, B, Cool Ranch, C, taco, or D, salted. Let's go to the phones.
All right, we have a couple of people online now. Let's see who has the correct answer. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning.
All right, Jamie, what was the first flavor, the first seasoning of Doritos?
Salt.
You say it's salted? That would be?
Yep.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Hey, thank you for trying. Keep listening. All right, let's see. We have Brittany on the phone. Good morning, Brittany.
Hello.
Hey, Brittany, do you have the correct answer? What was the original, the initial kind of seasoning flavor on Doritos?
Taco.
You say it was taco? Taco? Well.
Taco.
Brittany, that would be?
Yeah, Brittany.
Yeah.
Taco seasoning.
I feel like those are Fritos.
Yeah, they are.
That feels like a Frito to me.
That's what it is.
I didn't realize that taco was the original because now I'm seeing the taco-flavored Doritos at the store now. I was like, oh, maybe that's a new flavor. No, I learned something new today. It was the OG.
Yeah, what is your favorite flavor?
Oh, yeah.
What is your favorite flavor of Dorito?
Mine would be the nacho. I do like a Cool Ranch, but nacho is my go-to.
Yeah, it is
for
good.
For me, Cool Ranch is my favorite, but that's when you got to eat by yourself.
Oh.
Because that, oh, yeah, has your breath smelling like yesterday.
What
like
about
Cool
you, Monica?
Ranch funky up.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
What about you, Monica? What's yours?
Nacho all the way,
see,
yeah.
I like Cool Ranch, but I love the sweet chili. I think of the sweet chili. Have
a little
you tried
bit of
that?
Heat.
Oh, it's good.
It is. You got to be careful eating Doritos, by the way. Doritos sent me to the hospital. But anyway.
That's a whole other subject.
Yes, it sure enough is. All right, so Brittany, you got the 4-pack of tickets to Lancelot Sports Complex in Vinton. K92.
Congratulations. Thanks for starting your day with us.
Be prepared to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, man. Deer Creek School District, what is you doing, baby?
Oh, what happened?
Now, you know me. You know me. I am always team teacher.
Uh-huh.
Team educator, team school. But Deer Creek School District, they are the dumb and dumber today. And all they were trying to do was raise some money.
Oh.
They were just trying to have a pep rally to raise some funds. They called it WWF, the Wonderful Week of Fundraising.
And you love a pep rally.
I am Mr. Pep Rally.
Yeah, you got a pep rally this Friday.
No one else calls me that, but I call myself that, Mr. Pep Rally. Shout out to Franklin County High School for having me this Friday. But this school district, Deer Creek, they are under fire right now because during their pep rally to raise money, they had a student licking peanut butter off of adults' toes competition.
Disgusting.
That's not how they phrased it, but basically they had kids licking the peanut butter off of the toes of some of the adults that worked there to raise money. And the video got out. Here is a parent and a kid talking about the experience.
It was surprising. I didn't think they were going to do all that.
I had to ask her, like, wait, what? They're licking peanut butter off of toes. What? I am all for fundraising and all for really fun and silly things, but that right there just seems a little excessive.
And just so you know, both of those voices were distorted so that the school district didn't know which parent and which student met with the media to talk about
this. Who said it was a good idea? Who signed off on it and said, you know what?
Someone
let's have the kids
school.
Lick our toes.
Yeah, they said, a statement from the school said, during this assembly, 9th through 12th grade students volunteered to participate in various student-organized class competitions in the spirit of raising money. All participants in the assembly were students who signed up for the games they played ahead of time. So they're basically saying the kids knew what they were doing, but they will never, ever, ever allow the kids to do that again. They did say that, and there's an investigation going on.
Yeah.
I saw the video for that yesterday. I was like, wait, is this AI? Are they really doing this? Because they had the kids' faces blurred.
Yeah.
And,
no, it wasn't AI. It was Jiffy or Peter Pan or whatever else. Like,
my
this is
goodness.
Great. And, like, you see the video, and the adults are sitting in the chairs.
Just enjoying it.
With their toes pointed upward, and the kids are laying on all fours, licking the peanut butter off of the adult's toes.
I bet not ever.
I just don't understand how you could do that.
It sounds like somebody needs to lose their job.
Yep.
Oh, multiple people.
Oh,
there's
yes.
a bunch of people that needs to be unemployed tomorrow.
Find the biggest arguments on the internet and bring them to the radio. It's the Morning Thing Social Media Smackdown on K92.
All right, this week on Social Media Smackdown, Ken goes to his Facebook page to ask for help in identifying a firewood thief that was caught on the Lions Club security camera, a place where he goes. Well, however, the images are so blurry and bad, people start to comment about that instead. I think we've all seen some bad grainy security video.
Oh,
like,
yes.
How are we supposed to identify who that is? All right, I'm going to play two people. I'm going to play Ken and a woman named Karen. Monica, you're going to play a girl named Susan.
All right, I'm Susan.
And Antoine, you're going to play Joe.
Hey, I'm Joe.
And let's roll into this week's Social Media Smackdown. This person is stealing firewood from the Lions Club. If you recognize him, call the police immediately.
I'm sorry, this crappy camera picture looks like a ghost giving off sparks. This picture is beyond me, as well as why the Lions Club has a crappy camera in the first place. If each member chipped in money for the better camera beyond their normal dues, then this crappy picture would not be a ghost dancing while giving off sparks. You can't even tell the color of the truck. This video is trash.
I don't understand. With all the really good security cameras that are out there, the Lions Club has the worst one on planet Earth. A crime in progress always turns out looking like a dirty fishbowl. When you spend $10 on a security system, you can get a nice ring camera for just $50.
Sorry, guys. I'm new and I just have to use what's available right now.
I recognize him. I see this guy all the time.
Joe, can you send me his info? We're going to let him know that we know it was him, and we can call the cops if it happens again.
Just kidding. No human being could identify who's in that blob of pixelated white and black video. Invest in better security. Maybe idiots won't run amok. Amazon sells cameras for under $100.
I think the biggest crime here is the fact that Ken is even posting the video. Looks like a grainy transmission during a rainstorm from 100 years ago. I have a migraine from watching this garbage.
I think it's good enough. I think it's a good enough video that if somebody actually knew this person, they would probably figure it out. Also, maybe he'll see this and knows that we're on to him now.
Are you high? That could be my mom in that video and I wouldn't know. Please get a new camera.
I don't know about that, but I got some pretty good pictures of your mom in my phone.
Whoa. Relax, Kenneth. We don't talk about my mother like that.
Always somebody with that 12-year-old humor talking about the other person's mom.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So if you come across something funny on social media, whether it be on Facebook, Instagram, wherever, just screenshot it and message it to us on the K92 Facebook page. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And there's a lot of things that people do or say that when they do them, they don't realize that they're actually being rude.
Right.
Because I was going through my social media yesterday, and a friend of mine posted on her Facebook page. Now, she and her husband are newly married. They've been married for a couple of months now. And she kind of posted this rant. It says, I don't know how many times my husband and I have been asked in the 2 months that we've been married when we're going to have kids.
Oh, yeah, people, that's the go-to question.
Especially the older generation.
Yes.
He's like, why do we have to rush and have kids? Where's the timeline? Where's the handbook on marriage that says you have to get married, have kids? She says she's had so many people ask her. She goes, I am over it.
Yeah, I don't know why. And it is older. Usually it is the elders that are asking those questions. Because, I mean, I did everything backwards. So they were like, so when are you going to get married? Had a baby first. So like, what are you doing?
They're like, oh, wait, I got to turn to page 7. She didn't flip the script on
us. Yeah. So but people, I don't know why they feel so, you know.
And it's crazy because there are a lot of things that people say or do that they don't realize is as rude as it is. Like, for me, I find it incredibly rude when someone comes up to me and they say, man, you look tired.
Oh, gosh.
Because there's no way that's a compliment. What she just told me is that I'm unattractive. You're like, Antoine, I'm looking at your face, and you are ugly. You need to go back in the house.
You look so tired.
Like, don't tell someone they look tired because there's nothing good. Yes, I know I'm tired. Yeah. Thank you for pointing
what's
out the
positive
under my eyes.
Like you said, what is the positive to follow that? Like, okay, I'm about to dump some sadness or something on you, you know?
Is there anything that people do to you guys that you feel that there's no way they realize it's as rude as it is? And feel free to play along and text in to 52353. Is there something that people do or say that they don't realize it's rude, but it's super rude?
I think back to when Ava was little, when she was a baby, and I'm walking around the store. Someone says, oh, is that your baby? No. I'm just carrying this child.
I'm not completely sure how that's rude. What's rude about that?
It's rude. I mean, I'm sitting over here with a bottle in hand.
It's dumb, but why is it rude?
Because I'm already just, I think they can feel and sense the tension and frustration sometimes carrying a diaper bag and everything else. No, this is not my child. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah. How about you, Chris?
Yeah. One thing that drives me crazy is when I'm hanging out with someone and we're supposed to be having a conversation and yet they've got their head down in their phone.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they're not paying attention to me. Like, okay, we set up to meet up for lunch today, and yet you're going to sit across from the table from me and keep your head in your phone the whole time. Can you put it down for 30 minutes and spend time with me and have a quality conversation?
I definitely do that. I definitely do that. And for me, that's my sign to let you know I'm over this conversation. Let's get a new topic. And I'm just saying it's rude. I know that it's rude. I'm just like, you know what? I'm over this conversation.
Like,
can we talk about
it?
Something else? I know I'm rude. Listen, guys, I am aware of that.
Something I just thought of that I want to ask you this, Monica, because I don't think Antoine's had this situation. When you were pregnant, did you feel like it was rude when people asked if they could touch your belly or if they did it without permission?
They did it without permission. I never had anyone ask. They usually just went and just reached. It was always an older woman and would just reach to touch my belly. And it catches you off guard because it's like, okay, I'm with child. What are you getting ready to do? You know?
And let me ask you this too. I mean, if somebody asks, do you like it or do you mind if somebody touches your pregnant belly?
I don't want a stranger touching my pregnant. I know. When I was pregnant, I did not.
I'm just mean somebody you know.
Oh, someone I know? I didn't mind it as much. If it was a friend or something, you know?
I find it weird that people enjoy doing that.
Yeah, if it's a girlfriend, one of my close friends, I don't mind.
Or like, it's kicking. Oh, let me feel it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bunch of weirdos.
And so I was like, no, I'm not running
Bunch
touching.
Of weirdos. Just be rude like the rest of us and don't touch anyone.
Yeah, so we want to know, what are some common things that people say or do or maybe they have done to you that they don't realize are super rude? You can text in 52353 or you can call 540-774-9236.
Gotta listen out for this guy. He's a famous name, but don't flop. Something like Sebastian Coe. Celebrity two-word tango.
Oh, man. The state of being seriously mentally ill is a definition of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Or doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Yep.
That's what we're doing with Two Word Tango.
Yeah, we're going to keep going until we get it.
All the time, trying to figure out a way to make it to the end. Two Word Tango is a game that we play here on the K92 Morning Thing where we have to name celebrities or things within a certain category on beat, and we can't repeat each other, and the goal is to get all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Are we feeling confident this morning that we can do it?
No.
I love it. Hmm. All right, well, Monica, you have the secret category. In the order, before you open the category, we're going to go Monica, Antoine, and Chris. So as soon as you read the category, Monica, I'm going to hit the music. So we're going to jump right into it.
I got it right here. TV show host.
TV show
Whose handwriting is this, by the way?
That's Antoine's handwriting.
All right, you've got big letters. You write with big bubble letters almost.
And it's pretty clear.
It is
pretty,
yes, it is. Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Conan O'Brien.
Oprah Winfrey.
Jerry Springer.
David Letterman.
Ricky Lake.
Jay Leno.
Wendy Williams.
Jenny Jones.
Stephen Colbert.
Tyra Banks.
Kelly Clarkson.
Trevor Noah.
Steve Harvey.
Jennifer Hudson.
Montel Williams.
Barbara Walters.
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow ain't hosted nothing.
Hold on, don't stop it. Don't stop the beat.
What was the name of the show that Sheryl Crow hosted?
We crowing around here. Sheryl Crow had a show. Come on, somebody text in Sheryl Crow. Did y'all watch
Sheryl
Crow?
Ain't nobody texting in. You know what? We not even doing the second round because Sheryl you Crow. Just, we talking
we
TV show host and you throw in Sheryl
it's,
Crow.
It's the Crow Down.
Yeah.
That's her show.
Will you fly away?
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Are you a fan of Lindsay Lohan's movie Freaky Friday?
I don't know if I'd call myself a fan of it, but I feel that it's one of those iconic movies that just comes up in the 90s lore of, you know, those movies back then.
Okay. I saw it one time and that was it. So yeah, I'm not a fan, but I didn't dislike the movie. It's not a multiple watch like Mean Girls.
Yeah, well, it came out back in 03. Well, now Lindsay has confirmed a sequel. So she's working with Jamie Lee Curtis, and they've been working on it since last year on this Freaky Friday sequel. So you're ready for it.
And Jamie Lee Curtis, that was one of my first introductions to her.
I thought you were going to say crushes.
No, I didn't have a big crush on her. But when I think about the Freaky Friday movie, I think about you and Ava. And how that would go if Ava ended up in your body and you ended up in Ava's body.
The chaos
that you would cause. For a little 15-year-old Ava.
We're going to make a YouTube series. That's what it'll do.
Make some money off of it.
Yes. So what do you want to bet that, of course, Jamie Lee's the grandmother and maybe Lindsay Lohan's daughter gets in her, switches bodies with her?
Yeah.
That's the only way it could go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about comedian Jamie Foxx. He says that he is ready to talk about last year's health scare, but he's going to do it in a stand-up special. So I guess you'll make a buck if you're going to talk about it.
Because if I'm going to talk about my health, I'm going to not do it for free.
Yeah, because he said it was so serious, and he actually started to cry during the African American Film Critics Association. He received an award.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm so thankful, and I get emotional because it's beyond the scope. And so, but he's ready to talk about it. So look for that Netflix special, I imagine, soon.
Yeah, and I don't think he ever reveal exactly what it was? Because I heard it was a stroke that he had.
Lots of rumors, but he's going to confirm it during that special.
He's like, I'm not going to reveal till I get a big payday.
Mm-hmm. Rapper Drake, he wants all the love because, he's doing yet another wonderful thing for a fan. So a fan tossed a letter on the stage, and it said that I need help paying off my late mother's mortgage. $160,000.
Yeah.
Drake reads the letter and says, I got you, and takes care of that.
Listen.
And then the time before that, that was someone says, I'm going through chemo. It's $100,000 that I need to pay off the bills. He said, I got you.
Look, yep. My man Degrassi is just out here doing his thing. Shout out to Drizzy Drake, a.k.a. Aubrey.
So what happens
if
somebody...
A.k.a. Wheelchair Jimmy. He's always going to be Wheelchair yeah. Jimmy to me.
But what if someone tosses a letter and says, I just need lunch?
He probably do it. He probably got a Subway 6'6" long back there.
Yeah,
so.
Go ahead, Drake.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. I want to say hi to Emma, who just texted into the show to 52353. Thank you so much for starting your day with us.
Hey, Emma.
And Emma texted in. The quote says, hello, K92. My name is Emma, and I was wondering if you could please shout me out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that that is a child.
Yes.
What is, and I texted them back to 52353 to figure out their age. Do we want to take any guesses on how old Emma is? I'm going to say Emma's 9 years old.
Nine? I think Emma's like 11.
You say 11?
Yeah. I was going to say 12.
12? All right, so we got 9, 11, and 12. Emma, we need you to text back in and let us know how old you are. And while
she's like, I'm 35.
I work at the warehouse. Coca-Cola distribution. But while we're waiting on that text message to come back in, let's talk about shows that we have broken up with, because everybody has started a show, watched it for multiple episodes, multiple seasons, and then at some point just gave up on it. We're already getting text messages in to 52353. The first one, Monica, I know you can understand this one. The Walking Dead.
Yep.
They had me in a chokehold, then steadily lost me as time went on.
Yes. Yeah, it just got foolish. I was like, when they brought in a lion, I said, come on now. Come on. You mean they're over there growing fruits and vegetables, and they got a lion that's thick.
I love the lion.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, I would agree with The Walking Dead. That was one of my shows. Mm-hmm. After a while, it's like, okay, they're walking for 45 minutes, and then we get 5 minutes of action. It just drove me crazy.
I just didn't get how they... remain thick. I'm like, I would be in shape. Walking Dead, I'm like, nothing to eat, and I'm running all over the place.
They found
and
food.
Nervous.
It was cans and stuff. For me, the show that I tried and I just couldn't do it and I broke up with after three episodes was S Creek. I can't say what the S stands for, because if you're just listening, you're going to hear me curse.
I love that show.
But that's not what it is. I will give any show three episodes.
Uh-huh.
Three episodes, I would give you that to give you a chance to wow me, to win me over, and S Creek did not do that. I was so bored.
What?
Three episodes, and I hated every single one of those characters.
Oh,
I didn't like anyone. Three episodes in, I broke up with S Creek. Like,
there wasn't one laugh, one little chuckle or anything? Like,
yes.
You didn't even,
when I turned it off. Oh. I was like, I'm proud of myself.
Oh,
come on. You don't tell me you didn't laugh when they first discovered what the billboard outside of town and what the picture was and what he said about it. Come on.
I'm telling you right now,
sense of humor there.
I did not find anything of that show appealing. We're still getting text messages in. Just to be clear, Emma is 10 and a half.
Okay.
So,
all right, Emma.
Well, right there between 9 and 11, we went. Grey's Anatomy is a show that people have quit on. Multiple people said Grey's Anatomy.
I quit on that one when they brought back the deer. They said, we're going to give CPR to this deer. Oh, really? Okay. All right.
And then Outlander. I hate that it doesn't grab me anymore. I've never heard of Outlander.
No.
Oh, I've heard of that. The show that I gave up on, Supernatural.
Supernatural.
I liked it for a while. Then it got convoluted. They kept adding more and more layers. And I'm like, okay, I'm completely lost. And yet I know people love that show because it went on for 16 seasons.
Goodness.
But it totally jumped the shark when it did the musical episode. So
you'll lose me. As soon as you do a musical episode, you will lose me. Keep texting in to 52353. What's that show that you broke up with? Like, you gave it a chance, but you were better off going your separate ways. We want to hear from you on K92.
We got some more text in to 52353. Breaking Bad came across, and I agree with that. I've tried Breaking Bad twice. I've watched two episodes. It just doesn't interest me, and I know people love that show.
Breaking Bad and Mad Men did not pass my three-episode test.
I tried Mad Men, too. I couldn't get into that.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was.
We got another text in. It says Fuller House. So, you know, not the reboot, but the continue of Full House. I watched probably the first two seasons of that on Netflix.
Two seasons? You watched of it?
Yes, for the nostalgia purposes. I love Full House, but then it lost me after a while. Don't stop judging me.
Okay.
For loving, DJ and Stephanie and all of them.
Yeah, I will also toss in there Under the Dome. that show.
Sounds like a ridiculous show.
It was good for a minute there, and then, you know, it trailed off and just got ridiculous. Yeah, I'm like, toss that in the bunch.
Oh, and then we got another text for Empire and the TV show Riverdale.
Too much singing.
Which one?
For Empire. I don't know about Riverdale.
I love the songs of Empire.
I ain't like them.
Monica, I don't like you anymore. What? I'm breaking up with you.
Riverdale had a musical episode, too.
That's what it ended.
I think I have a parenting hack. I think this is a good hack for those that have difficulties getting their babies up and ready for the day, for the school day. Because my son, I realize that he is up and ready to go when he knows he has his lunch packed. So Hendrix has been packing his lunch.
Oh, when his lunch has been packed by himself. Not just knowing that he has a lunch, so he's not going to be hungry tomorrow. That's a hack right there.
Now, is he packing it at night before he goes?
Yes, before school.
Goes to bed. All right.
Yeah, before he goes to bed, he packs his lunch. And so he has been so excited to pack lunch. And it's, so it's kind of like, you know, it throws you back to when you're in elementary school and how excited you were about your lunch, your packed lunch.
What is Hendrix packing in his lunchbox?
PB&J, his fave.
Is he making it himself?
He's making it himself. Antoine, he wanted to use Hawaiian rolls.
Hawaiian rolls for a PB&J?
And he sure enough did.
Why your son bougie?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Why your son bougie? Yes. Send him to a private school.
He said it was so good at lunch. that is some chips and some fruit and stuff. So, he's been really excited for it. But I think back to, you know, my days in elementary school and how I enjoyed packing my little Barbie lunchbox. And I would have everything. Mm. I would have the juices, the fruits. I would have the chips. I made multiple sandwiches. The thing was so hard to close. Mm. Yeah.
Monica's bringing lunch, food for lunch and snacks in between each class.
Did Trigger know that you were, you know, wasting all the food by packing? Because I could see you at school passing around stuff, like giving away parts of your lunch that you don't eat. Did Trigger know what you were packing in your lunchbox?
She didn't pay attention. She didn't pay attention to that, yeah.
Now, Monica gets home from school and her mom's like, Monica, where's all the food? We have nothing for dinner.
What happened was?
Now, for me, I did not pack my lunch a single day. I mean, my mother always packed my lunch. I told you, my mother spoiled me. That's why I'm a mama's boy right now. She spoiled me. But I just knew when I got to lunch and I opened up that lunchbox and there was a chocolate chip cookie in there and there was hot dog sandwich. Oh, if I knew I was having that for lunch, I got out of bed like Mary Poppins. Oh, I was just hopping and skipping. What about you, Chris? What are some of your lunch memories?
All right, so my favorite thing to make when I did make my lunch, like you, my mom made my lunch most of the time, but my three favorite things were regular Doritos, a fudge round, and my sandwich choice was either a tuna fish sandwich.
Tuna
I know
fish.
That sounds weird for a kid, but I love tuna fish sandwiches. And peanut butter with strawberry jelly. I didn't like grape jelly. I like strawberry jelly. Yeah. Those are my faves.
I'm going to be honest. You lost me when you said tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah, when you said that.
I didn't care anything else about what you had to say.
Because I always wondered who got the scoop of tuna in the lunch line. You know, because they always had that little tub. Now, and you'd be like, who ate it?
Yeah, something. My mom made really good tuna fish and chicken salad.
Okay.
Like, and it was better than a lot of places. So that's why I liked it.
You ate with the teachers.
Yeah, you did.
That's what the teachers have.
I was teacher's pet. So it's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And Antoine, don't be sad.
Don't be so sad because
Monica won the happy hour triple play today.
Yes. Well, at first it was a tie between me and Antoine with our songs. I had Give It To Me and Antoine had Mario.
Let Me Love You.
Okay, and I said text in the first person to text in Monica or Antoine to 52353. You know, that's going to declare the winner.
Yep.
First text that came through said what, Antoine?
It said Monica. What I'm mad at, and then we're going to jump into wordplay. What I'm mad at is that there were so many texts that came in for Let Me Love You, Antoine. Probably more. Why didn't you text during the happy hour triple play? When all the votes counted. That's when I need you to text in and support me. Don't wait until the end. It's Super Tuesday. Go ahead and vote.
Oh.
All right. Who do we have on the phone this morning to play wordplay for Trey Kennedy tickets?
We got Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
All right, Ashley, for those pair of tickets, you have a decision that you have to make. Who do you want to play with? Do you want to play with Monica or do you want to play with Antoine, which is me?
Monica.
Monica's winning everything today. Just no one likes me. Get out of here.
All right. We're sending Monica out into the soundproof chamber, and I'm going to give you a word. You just have to predict what Monica is going to say. Word number one is shoe.
Box.
Shoe box, okay.
The next word is sugar.
Cubes.
Sugar cubes.
All right. Rain.
Bow.
Rainbow. Coffee.
Cup.
And the last one is always a name. Kim.
Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. The most famous Kim. All right. I'm going to go get Monica out of the soundproof chamber.
All right. Monica's going to make her way back in here. For Trey Kennedy tickets, you only have to get 2 out of 5 correct. All right, Monica.
I mean, I totally thought about leaving Monica in there until 10 a.m.
It was awful quiet, and you called me here.
I was like in the soundproof chamber, and I found some packets of sugar, like regular sugar. I was looking for that.
Stop stealing things.
Well, we're a family here. Okay.
Let's play the game.
All right. the first word, Monica, is shoe.
Shoe. I'm going shoe box.
And what did you say?
Box.
All right, off to a good start.
I see why you picked her.
Yeah. Woo! The next word is actually sugar.
Sugar. Okay, I'm going to go sugar plum.
Sugar plum. That's an interesting choice.
And what did you say?
I said cubes.
Sugar cube. That makes sense.
I'm surprised you didn't say sugar packet. It was
a sugar packet. I had that in my hand. All right.
Because Monica doesn't think when she steals, she just grabs. She's just a thief.
All right, the next word is rain.
Rain. Okay, I'm going to... Rainbow.
Rainbow.
And what did you say?
I said bow.
You have won K92's
Antoine is so upset.
Wordplay.
I'm happy for Ashley.
Ashley, I'm so jealous. You're going to go see Trey Kennedy when he comes into town next Tuesday. From K92, congratulations and thanks for listening.
He may only be a dog dad, but his jokes are just as corny. It's Chris Ryan with dad jokes and puns on K92.
You know, I accidentally passed my wife a glue stick instead of chapstick.
Oh, boy. Oh,
she's still not talking to me. It's been nice, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you hear about the pregnant bed bug?
No.
She's going to have her baby in the spring.
Get it? In the spring of the bed.
Have her baby in the spring.
Okay. It took me a minute on that one.
if you think about it, Adam and Eve were the first to refuse the apple terms and conditions. Right?
It was Eve. Nah, let's put blame where blame goes. It was Eve. Eve didn't read the fine print.
All right, did you hear that Hooters is offering a door-to-door delivery service?
This is one joke into the next, which is hilarious. Go ahead.
It's called Knockers.
Okay.
Just like to point out, we went from Adam and Eve to Knockers.
Yep. Look, I'm trying to hit all angles on dad jokes, all right? I got something for everyone. Here's the last one. At my former boss's funeral, while kneeling, I whispered ahead of her coffin, "Who's thinking outside the box now, Brenda?"
Oh.
That's dark.
Oh.
That was dark.
I had to get the last word in.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
Now, I understand that there are exceptions, but generally speaking, tattoos are forever. Tattoos are permanent. Yes, you can get some removal, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, tattoos are forever, kind of similar to the impact and the effect that educators have on you as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that your teachers did when you were growing up that still impacts you to this day. Very similar to a tattoo. Well, this one young woman in Texas, her name is Hannah Long, and she was depressed and having a rough time at home. One of her high school teachers wrote her a note that said, "Be fearless in life." That note meant so much to Hannah that she had it tattooed on her forearm and showed it to her teacher that wrote her the note. Here they are talking about it.
That's my handwriting?
Yeah.
That's gonna make me cry.
Why?
Because that's awesome. That's so cool. If I had known you were gonna get this tattooed on your body, I would have written it like in perfect handwriting. What? Don't do that to me.
Why?
That's so cool.
Don't cry.
It's a happy cry.
Oh, yeah. But that teacher's voice and tone does sound like they probably walked away like, "I don't remember that student."
Yeah, I wrote that to you.
Who are you?
Was that yesterday?
My class.
Listen, each classroom has like 75 kids in it. Teachers might be a little confused.
No, I think that's a great idea. I love that. Yeah. It's a great story.
And as someone who is debating getting his very first tattoo this year, while I'm trying to figure out what I want permanently inked on my body, this is a good place to start. Like, to find something that's special. So find something that's motivating. No, Monica.
You like me and Chris to write, like, a little special note, and then you get that tattoo?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like, the morning thing. We just like, okay, we can do that.
You need the morning thing logo tattooed on your body.
I think that both of you guys should write me two notes so I can throw them both in the trash.
No!
I just want to throw them all away.
Get a two throwback from Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle. And I saw a recent interview with her. I think she was talking to Drew Barrymore.
Uh-huh.
She has aged backwards.
She really has.
She looks exactly like...
stunning.
Genie in a Bottle, Christina Aguilera. Mm-hmm. She looks amazing.
That's when you live life the right way.
Yes.
That's what she did.
She drinks water. She hydrates. Go ahead.
No smoking or alcohol for her.
Uh-uh.
From the first time I heard her voice, I knew she was a soulful person.
The first time you heard her voice.
I was always, you know, because back in the day, back in the 90s, early 2000s, you were either Team Christina or Team Britney. You were either Team NSYNC or Team Backstreet Boys. I was always Team Backstreet Boys and Team Christina.
Okay.
That's where I just drifted off to.
Yeah.
So
she's hot stuff.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's a couple things we want to take care of here before we get out. What is the date?
March 23rd?
March 16th or March 23rd?
Okay. We're talking about the March 16th thing. We got two things coming up. So first off, we want you to join K92 and DJ Flex in the Freedom First St. Patrick's Day Parade and Shamrock Festival. Monica and I are going to be hosting the parade on March 16th starting at 10 o'clock. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's going to be my first St. Patty's Day parade here.
So many people. It's such a great time. And everybody shows up it's a parade. So you're going to show up in a pleasant mood. You're there with smiling with the kids. Just come on out.
Yeah, and there's going to be fun for the entire family there, including several Celtic bands with Appalachian Highlanders Pipes and Drums, Jamestown Pipes and Drums, the Radford University Highlanders Pipes and Drums. But listen,
I love when the bands come through and stuff because I'm tempted to just, you know, put the mic down and jump out there.
I want you to do that so you get arrested. And if you want to see
the police
see
are
that,
there.
The free Shamrock Festival kicks off at 10 a.m. and runs to 5 p.m. in the John Nolan Plaza behind the Market Building in downtown Roanoke.
Yeah, and it's St. Patty's Day weekend, so it just goes on for all weekend long.
I think I want to pick us up a couple of Shamrock Shakes before we get there.
Yes, yeah.
Shamrock Shakes to kick that off.
Oh,
I haven't had a Shamrock Shake yet this year.
That'd be a perfect time to do it.
It's a busy weekend because, you know, my daughter is a St. Patty's Day baby.
Oh, she
so,
is?
So everything is just happening in the weekend.
Can't wait for her to turn 21.
No, nope. You don't do that.
Also, we need your used prom dresses. We are going to take your used prom dresses, clean them up at VA 295 Cleaners, and then host K92 Say Yes to the Prom Dress. Brought to you by Blue Eagle Credit Union on March 23rd at the Berlin Center in the new Bella Vista Room. That's going to be from 10 to 1. We're going to sell the dresses for $10, and all the proceeds go to Humble Hustle.
Now, did you say that we need the dresses by the 18th?
The 18th. We need it probably, 5 days before the event. Mm-hmm. That'll give us time to clean up. So you can drop your dresses off at any Blue Eagle Credit Union location. If you live in Lynchburg, today is the day to drop off those dresses. We're going to do a big dress pickup tomorrow at the Blue Eagle Credit Union location in Lynchburg. So drop those off there. Then we're just going around to their locations and pick all of them up.
Yeah, and if you can't get there to drop them off today, still drop them off. We will make sure that the dress that you've donated makes it to Say Yes to the Prom Dress because we know how expensive they can be.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to do a good thing for the community, for a local nonprofit of Humble Hustle, and sell those for $10 where all the proceeds go to them. So even if you can't get to that Blue Eagle Credit Union today, drop them off. We're going to get those dresses to where they should be.
That's right. And all the details at K92Radio.com.
All right. Shall we get out of here?
Yeah. Now, before we get out of here today,
we're the Morning Thing Nugget. Always laugh when you can. It's cheap medicine.
So I don't need insurance for that because my insurance, a little expensive right there. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.